everyone. I'm Katie. I'm an alcoholic. I'm visiting from New Jersey, and I showed up early, and look what happens when you show up early. But my sobriety date is December 9th, 2011. I have a sponsor. Her name is Kathy. And I have a home group that's Live and Let Live. It's out in Trenton, New Jersey. And we meet 6 days a week at 7 in the morning. That's where I the first meeting I stumbled back into when I got sober this time. And I'm really grateful that I made it back into the rooms. But So I'm visiting down here with my aunt. And so if I mess up, hopefully I never have to see any of you ever again. And I texted my sponsor and I said I showed up early and they asked me to speak. And she told me everything she always tells me to do right before a commitment, you know, just ask God to speak through you. And that's all I can do. But I got sober on December 9th, 2011. And life has been amazing, but I am an alcoholic, so I'll tell you a little bit about that. I had my first drink when I was about 14 years old, and it was peach schnapps, and it tasted horrible, but I loved the effect, you know, and I loved, that's why I always drank. I didn't drink because I liked the taste. I liked the way it made me feel. It was a social lubricant. I could get along with people easier. I wasn't so awkward anymore, and I probably was, but I didn't care, you know, and it was, from there, it was, you know, it was all good. That's what I thought. I was like, why didn't I drink sooner? I should have drank in kindergarten or something. And, I was okay for a couple years, you know, drinking on the weekends, and it was fun, and I could still get good grades, and I could still be a responsible member of my household and not steal money and those things. And then, you know, my disease progressed really fast, and before you know it, I'm going in and out of rehabs and being kicked in and out of the house, and I can't put 2 days together. And I remember thinking to myself, how did this happen? Like, this is not my reality. And then I would say to myself, it's just a rough patch, you know? It'll all be okay. And it was a pretty bad rough patch, though. I needed AA and God to get through that one. And to change my whole life. But I was always looking for the right mix, you know. I am cross addicted, but I really respect Alcoholics Anonymous because I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for AA, you know. I had a couple near death experiences out there in my disease, and thank God I made it into these rooms. I remember I just couldn't put time together. I didn't understand. I thought I was constitutionally incapable. That was always my cop-out. I would get a sponsor for a couple weeks, and I'd tell her I'm constitutionally incapable, just to let you know. And she'd be like, all right, God, we got one of those. And, I would do steps 1, 2, and 3, and then I thought I mastered 1, 2, and 3. I'll tell you all about them. But I didn't understand, you know. I didn't think I was powerless. I didn't think I was insane, but I know now that I'm definitely insane. And I didn't think that I needed to hand my will and my life over to the care of God as I understand him. But I started to understand that after I came in this past time. And it was weird. I just happened to stumble into the rooms because I didn't think AA was for me. I thought it might work for you, but I was either worse than you or you were worse than me. You know, I never identified. I was always comparing out. And that's something I really try and do today, identify with whoever is sharing from the floor, speaking, whatever. And it's helped me a great deal this time to stay sober. But I had a near-death experience, and my uncle, he's in AA, and I used to hate him. He would come to functions, and I'd be like, oh, get this AA stuff out of here. And he would always try and talk to me and tell me that, oh, why don't you come to this meeting with me? And I was like, yeah, okay. And I'd always blow him off. And I was always just trying to get money from him or something, you know. And he gave me this woman's number, and he said, Katie, if anyone can help you, this woman can you please give her a call? And I said, sure. And I put it in my back pocket, and I get out of the car, and I'm like, I'm not calling her. And I don't know what happened. I was in a complete blackout, out of my mind, and I decided to call this woman. It wasn't my decision, though. I think it was God, because I would have never in my alcoholic, drug-induced mind have decided to call a sober woman. So I call this woman, and I'm talking to her, and she tells me that she's asking me all these questions, and I say, you need to be my sponsor. And she said, well, we don't even know each other. Like, why don't we, you know, give it a test run? And I said, well, isn't that what AA is all about? And I demanded that she be my sponsor. So she said, all right. And she's still my sponsor today. She's great. I love her. But she told me to come to a meeting the next day at 7. And I'm like, okay. And then she tells me it's at 7 a.m. And I'm like, whoa. So I'm up all night. I don't remember any of this. This is just stuff she told me, like, after I'd been sober a little bit. And I wake up in the morning, and I can't drive, so I have to go wake up my mom and say, can you take me to this church? And I remember my mom's dropping me off, and my ego is so huge, yet I have nothing. And I'm thinking, I can't have my mom drop me off outside the church. And I'm like, can you drop me off, like, down the road, kind of? And I'll just walk up. And, you know, but it didn't matter. I mean, we've all been there, you know? And I go into the room, and I'm late, of course. It's like the meeting had already started, and I'm a mess. I was a mess from my disease, you know? And I had scabs and scars all over myself. And I sit down, and they say, I think we got a new person in the room. And I'm like... And I'm thinking in my head, how dare you? What if I'm just visiting, you know? And, but I guess it was pretty obvious. And so I introduce myself, and then I'm like, oh, great. I know how this works. They're all going to swarm me after the meeting. And they did, but thank God they did, you know? I didn't get sober that day, but 2 days later, I finally stopped, you know? Because when I start, I need some outside power to stop me, you know? I can't stop on my own. I need some help. And so if you would have told me that day, like, you're done, you're not going to pick up for another 18 months, God willing, I would have said, you're nuts. What are you smoking? And I don't know. This program's amazing, you know, and I'm really grateful that I get to, that AA is everywhere, and everyone's so welcoming, you know? It's awesome. I started getting active in my home group right away. I started calling my sponsor, which I hated. I would call her when I knew she was sleeping because I didn't really want to talk to her. And we started going through steps and doing all those things that made me uncomfortable. And eventually I became more comfortable doing all of them. You know, I remember when we did step one together, we're going over everything, and I'm telling her about all these crazy things I'd done, you know, all the drinking, all the alcohol poisoning, the overdoses, and I'm like, you know what, maybe I am powerless, and I really accepted it, and we went through these steps, and I started to have this spiritual experience, and I'm not going to tell you it was like a bang, because it wasn't, it was the gradual one of the educational variety that you hear about, and I really faltered on my fourth step. I didn't want to do it, and it's stuff I'd already done. I don't know what I was scared of, but once I got through it, you know, I just kept moving forward, and I try and practice these steps in my life every day. I don't every day, but I really try to, and my life has gotten considerably better since I, you know, got sober. I can be a a good sister, something I never could do before. I can be a good daughter. I mean, I'm here visiting my aunt this week in Tampa, and her husband just passed away really unexpectedly, so I get to, you know, come be here and spend time with her. And that's something I never would have done, because I wouldn't have cared. I would have been like, what do I get out of this? That's so selfish, but that's how I used to think, you know? And I bought my plane ticket too. That's something I could never do. I'm like, I'm in shock when I sometimes, I mean, and I can get really selfish and I can get really ungrateful. But when I stop to think about those little simple things, because it's amazing to me. I didn't have enough money to get through a freaking Sun Pass on the highway, you know? And I would always get tickets in the mail with my license plate, and I'd say, that's not me. But, I mean, there's so many things I have to be grateful for today. I just started sponsoring someone, and it's been amazing. I had two sponsees before that that never called me, and then I saw them at a meeting, and they ran like I was the Yeti or something. And I'm like, but they weren't ready, you know? And this one, she's great. I mean, we're going through the book together, and I'm like all lit up when we're done. And I'm like, man, I hope she feels half as good as I do, because then we're good, you know? It's an amazing experience. I truly can say that I love AA today, and I love all of you people, because I wouldn't be here without you. And that's something I never thought I would say. I hope I did the 15. I got 5 minutes. Okay, I'll go back. thanks. I'll tell you a little bit about my life today. So things changed a lot when I got sober. You know, I was allowed back in my house because I wasn't allowed in my house at first, you know. I had to go, my parents kicked me out when I was always bouncing back and forth between states. I used to live in Fort Lauderdale, and then I was back in Jersey. And I ended up back in Jersey right before I got sober this time. And I made my way back to my hometown, and they're like, oh my God, we didn't even know you were alive. We were looking in all the newspapers, all the obituaries, and I can't believe I put my parents through that, you know? That's so sick. But I didn't care about anyone but me. You know, it was all about feeding my addiction. And one of the gifts of this program is I was able to, my aunt took me in, my aunt that lives in Jersey. She took me in for a couple months, and I didn't stay sober there, but eventually I kind of got myself together. I went to like one AA meeting a week, and I thought that made me all better, you know? I had a contract that if I went to 3 meetings a week, I was allowed back in the house. But, you know, it takes what it takes, and it takes everything until, you know, you're beaten down bad enough. And thank God I was when I came in that time. So I was working at this horrible job, and things turned around for me so much. All these opportunities started coming in my life, and I didn't think I deserved them, you know, because my self-esteem was so low. And I was like, I don't deserve this, but I got a really good job opportunity, and because of that, I was able to afford going back to school, because I dropped out of at least like 6 colleges, you know. I had no ambition, zero ambition, and zero accountability, and I started going back to school, and it's really hard. I had no idea it was this hard. I thought because I was on alcohol and drugs, it was really hard, but it's hard when you're sober too. And but I'm really grateful that I get to do that, you know. I started working at this new job, and I mean, I'm not telling you this because like the material things aren't what I'm happy about from AA. I mean, just the relationships would have been good enough that I got back, you know. My sister doesn't run the other direction when I see her now. My parents don't hide their wallets and their purses, and they trust me, you know. And that's an amazing thing, the trust that I've gotten back, and being able to help out another alcoholic. And even if I'm not at the time limit, I really want to wrap it up because I don't want to ramble. So thanks for letting me share, and it's good to be here.